With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden encouraged civility and respect during remarks at the annual National Prayer Breakfast. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said his prayer is that America continues to believe in honesty, decency, dignity, and respect.
We see each other not as enemies, but as fellow human beings, each made in the image of God, each precious in his sight.
He also said the U.S. wants to see an enduring solution in the Middle East and that he prays for all those affected by the Israel-Hamas war, including Gaza's civilians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's time to more significantly disable Iranian-backed insurgents that have struck at U.S. forces and ships in the Middle East. Austin says the U.S. needs to further degrade the militias.
Qatar, Hezbollah, and other elements continue to attack our troops. And again, I think at this point, it's time to take away even more capability than we've taken in the past.
Today, Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels were still attacking vessels and fired a ballistic missile at a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron says his country could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of what could be years-long negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians on a two-state solution. Cameron said during a visit to Lebanon on Thursday that no recognition could come while Hamas remained in Gaza, but that it could take place while Israeli negotiations with Palestinian leaders were continuing. This is SRN News. Senators blasted the CEOs of social media companies on Wednesday for the harm their products are doing to America's children. But one evangelical leader doesn't think much will change.
The big question is, what in the world are the senators going to do? It's one thing for Republicans and Democrats to show bipartisan concern and a bipartisan awareness of an emergency, but how is that going to get translated into legislation that can be signed into law by a president and actually see the light of day? What will actually change?
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's time for parents to take action.
You need to ask yourself a very hard question, and that is, how much do you actually know? I mean, really know about the social media activities of your own children and teenagers.
Some experts say moms and dads need to bar their kids from using social media entirely, even if that's an unpopular decision. More at albertmohler.com. There's a newspaper strike.
More than 200 reporters, photographers, and other staffers with the Chicago Tribune and six other newsrooms around the nation held a 24-hour strike Thursday to protest years of slow-walk contract negotiations and to demand fair wages. The strike includes 76 members of the Chicago Tribune reporting staff, photographers, and some editors. It's the latest recent strike in the U.S. news industry. The striking workers are employees of Alden Global Capital, a New York hedge fund that has been buying up newspapers across the country. John Scott reporting.
The Republican-led but closely divided New Hampshire House rejected three abortion bills Thursday, refusing to either further restrict or protect abortion. Current state law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, with some exceptions. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.